Hello everyone. Tonight is Monday, June 21st, and 2021. And the title is called An Unfinished Life. The reading is from Judges 13, 1 to 14, and 24 to 25. Also Judges 14, 1 to 3, and verse 20. Again, Judges 16, 1 to 6, and 16 to 31. God gave us life, and when we get saved, He gives us a new life. Then as we grow in the Lord, we learn to grasp the meaning of the abundant life. The abundant life is a life that is enriched, blessed, overflowing, effective, and a life that works. He said that He has given us all that we need to live a godly life. God saves us, teaches us, grows us, and then commissions us to do His calling. We either finish His appointed task or we don't. A finished life means a happy life, a successful life, a productive life, and a completed life. God has intended all that for Samson, but Samson had a chaotic life, a scattered life, a life of upheaval and deception. His life was unfulfilled and an unfulfilled life, a life of no achievement, a life of conflict and disaster, an uncompleted life. And sadly, an unfinished life. His life had a sad disaster and a sad ending. His life ended with defeat and shame, and his life was unworthy of a Nazarite. His life was a life of negligence and did not finish well. What is a Nazarite? It is a separated person who is consecrated, who takes a vow to separate from worldly things and consecrate himself to God. He vows to be holy to the Lord, and as in Numbers 6, 1 to 8, and he is not to drink any wine. Why? Because it is an order to guard the Nazarite from being controlled by any spirit other than God. Examples: Samuel was a Nazarite, but he finished his course. John the Baptist also was a Nazarite. Samson was a Nazarite, but died without finishing his mission. God wants us to live a separated, holy life and to abstain from the things of the world. Christians must be dedicated to God and His service. Why did Samson's life not work? And why did he not finish His calling? It is amazing when we find out the facts of why. Although God had great plans for Samson and he was commissioned to eradicate the Philistines for Israel, but he did not accomplish what God sent him to do. Why? Because his interests were different from God's interests. He crossed over a major principle of separation and played with fire. He would not listen to his parents, but chased heathen women. He neglected his commission and ignored the heavenly call. The argument of the risen Christ is a living Christian. It is not Christianity that is failing, but Christians failing to do their task. Some people use Christianity like a bus. They ride on it only when it is going their way. Lawyers practice law, doctors practice medicine, and ministers must practice what they preach. So too, Christians must practice their faith. It is said, responsibility without accountability brings no results. It is easy to dodge our responsibility, but we cannot dodge the consequences of dodging our responsibility. Only entirely devoted Christians are entirely happy Christians. The devil is willing for a person to confess Christianity as long as he does not practice it. God needs Christians who are separators and not mixers. If your life is not working where you are, it will not work anywhere else. God has his best things for the few who dare to stand the test, and he has his second choice for those who will not have his best. Story. A man said to another, "You must be a very responsible position. You must be a very responsible position," said a traveler to a switchman who had charge of switches where five lines converge. "Yes," was the reply, "but it is as nothing compared to yours as a Christian." Billy Sunday once wrote, "Live the Christian life. Men will admire you. Little children will love you. And God will crown your life with success. And when the twilight of your life mingles with the purpling song of eternity, men will speak your name with honor and baptize your grave with tears as God attunes for you the evening chimes." In Acts 20:24, it says, "That I may finish my course with joy." Not only finish his course, but with joy. In 2 Timothy 4:7, it says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course." And in Nehemiah 6:15, it says, "The wall was finished on the 25th of the month Elul, in 52 days." Those who finish their call in the Bible are examples for all of us. Abraham finished his trip to Canaan. Joseph finished his job as Pharaoh. Moses finished his job as deliverer. David finished his job as ruler. Paul finished his course, his fight, and his race. Jesus finished his salvation plan on the cross. Samuel finished his calling, and Samson began, but never finished. We always need to think of ending our task according to God's will and timing. God always encourages us to finish what we started. The greatest example of finishing is the trip to the cross. Jesus' plan of salvation started and ended according to God's plan. May we always have this on our mind and never quit until we finish the course that he pointed to us. Loving Christ ought to always keep us focused on our call until it is completed. This little poem says it all. I will end with the following poem by J.R. Miller. Had Moses failed to God, had God granted his prayer, there would have been for him no leadership to win, no pillared fire, no magic rod, no wonders in the land of Zin, no smiting of the sea, no tears ecstatic shed on Sinai's steep, no Nebo with a God to keep his burial, only 40 years of desert watching with his sheep. Amen.